This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The deep state knows they've been exposed. They're planning to make their big move. Power outages, dirty bombs, neutron bombs. They've all pre-programmed everybody. Hybrid attacks, mass shootings, truck bombings. And they say imminently Republicans are about to do this when they stand to gain, and they're the ones telling you it's coming. Like if somebody tells you that building's going to burn down next week, Bob's going to burn it. Well, the police go question Bob and the guy that said Bob was going to burn it. This is 101 of warfare, false flags at the beginning of a new operation. And they are saying the American people are the enemy, and they're gearing up for it. Your phone calls are coming up next segment. Special guest in studio. But here's Vifor from DETA that really lays out what we're dealing with.
Advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist groom.
That's close enough, Inspector.
We're not wired.
I'm sorry, but a man in my position survives by taking every precaution.
You've information for us.
No, you already have the information. All the names and dates are inside your head. What you want, what you really need, is a story.
A story can be true or false.
I leave such judgments to you, Inspector.
Our story begins, as these stories often do, with a young up-and-coming politician. He's a deeply religious man and a member of the Conservative Party. He's completely single-minded and has no regard for political process. The more power he attains, the more obvious his zealotry, and the more aggressive his supporters become. Eventually, his party launches a special project in the name of national security. At first, it's believed to be a search for biological weapons, and it's pursued without regard to its cost. However, the true goal of this project is power, complete and total hegemonic domination. The project, however, ends violently. But the efforts of those involved are not in vain, for the new ability to wage war is born from the blood of the victims. Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon? It's at this point in our story that along comes a spider. He is a man seemingly without a conscience, for whom the ends always justify the means, and it is he who suggests that their target should not be an enemy of the country, but rather the country itself. Three targets are chosen to maximize the effect of the attack: a school, a tube station, and a water treatment plant. Several hundred die within the first few weeks.
The Three Waters has, in fact, been contaminated.
Authorities are attempting to control its deadly spread. There's a wave of destruction throughout the underground.
Fueled by the media, fear and panic spread quickly, fracturing and dividing the country until at last the true goal comes into view.
Before the St. Mary's crisis, no one would have predicted the results of the election that year. No one. And then not long after the election, lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. A year later, several extremists are tried, found guilty and executed, while a memorial is built to canonize their victims. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor. The rest, as they say, is history.
Can you prove any of this?
Why do you think I'm still alive?
Ryan, we'd like to take you into protective custody, Mr. Rookwood.
Oh, I'm sure you would. But if you want that recording, you'll do what I tell you to do. Put Creedy under 24-hour surveillance. When I feel safe that he can't pick his nose without you knowing, I'll contact you again. Till then, cheerio.
Rookwood, why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you
Inspector. I needed you.
We need whistleblowers or we're going to lose the whole country, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. Game time, folks. Time to man up. Our country's getting taken over by some really sick, evil people who are getting ready to stage false flag attacks. I told you they are.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, I have a special guest I'll introduce to you in studio. Start of the next segment. We're continuing your phone calls right now. And out of all these insane clips, this is the talking point being put out by the White House press secretary, saying that anybody that disagrees with whatever they say is an extremist, a fascist. That's what Biden just did, was declare war on you. Can't get more authoritarian than that unless you had a red background with troops standing behind you. Oh, they did that too, but was it a nighttime ceremony? Oh, that too, yeah. This is a direct playbook of over-the-top fascism. Here it is.
Again, we see majority of Americans who disagree. And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking. I'm not going to, that's what I have for you, Phil.
And Biden went on at least seven times. I have the clips right here, played some last hour, saying, our opposition are terrorists, they're fascists, they're planning planning violence. Unbelievable. Let's race through your calls right now. Let's go to John in Vegas. John, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Biden transcript right now, and I don't see a single thing that you're talking about in this. I tell you what you're doing, edging your audience constantly, is embarrassing and a shame.
Okay, so listen, you're a seminar caller. You said you were calling on the Air Force about the Biden speech. I can play the clips right now while you're gaslighting. Even the Washington Post said it was basically a declaration of war. They're saying Republicans are planning violence everywhere. Are you denying he's up there with troops behind him? That's unprecedented for a president to give a speech with troops at nighttime with red light behind him. Are you denying that?
I'm denying that.
I've had enough. If you called in and said you disagreed and had legitimate points, I'd talk to you. But I'm not going to play your games. I got stacks of articles of them controlling our thermostats. They're child smuggling over the border. They're saying Republicans are about to hell. I'm not even going to humor you and play the clips. Everybody saw the speech last night. Everybody saw it. All right, let's go ahead and take another caller. We're moving fast here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Delaware. Joe says, former Marine, give us your take on this.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man? Yeah, what I think is, I think whenever Trump gives a speech, I think everybody in the country should take a loudspeaker and play it at top volume for the whole entire speech and let that echo throughout the whole country.
I agree. If everybody got a bullhorn and hooked it up with an iPad or whatever and went out and blared my show, Trump, anybody telling the truth, that would really cause a big effect.
Yep. And also, I mean, you know, I appreciate, you know, a lot of people, you know, being good with a gun and having all these strategies and all that, but people are going to have to remember combat is a full-time, full-contact sport. It's no joke. It's the ultimate combat sport. And, you know, I don't really think that, you know, most of America really has this measured up. the way it should be.
Well, I mean, you heard the last caller say Biden wasn't saying Republicans are violent or going to be violent. They're all over the news saying civil war or about to kill everybody. We could play the speech. Did you watch the speech? What do you make of that caller trying to gaslight us and saying he didn't say that?
Obviously. People are in denial for different reasons. But again, I'd like to tell that caller, don't forget, buddy, combat's a full contact sport. And if it sets off, you're going to be right in the middle of it and curling up like a little baby in the fetal position. It isn't going to get you out of it. So he better come up with something a little better than that, man. That's just weakness. I call Joe Biden Disco Joe. To me, he's just a disco boy from the past, and he's being handed all this power by all these people. It's just a total disgrace, Alex.
He is. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Arthur in Texas. Army, go ahead and give us your take on this.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing in our Constitution that corresponds to Article 48 of the Weimar Constitution, which gave the president of that republic the power to suspend civil rights. We have a provision to suspend habeas corpus, but that's only one of our civil rights. There's nothing in our Constitution that anyone can annul the Bill of Rights.
Especially Article 10, all powers not reserved to the states or reserved to the people.
Right. So,
well, did you watch the Biden speech, and what did you make of it?
I listened to it. It's just, it's unbelievable that a president of the United States could make a speech like that and direct it against half the country. Well, pretty much. A large part of the Republicans.
But what did you take away from it? I took away the Republicans are about to engage in violence with no evidence of that, meaning they're about to stage something. That's what I got from it.
Well, it's gaslighting. They do the same thing they accuse, the Republicans of doing. All the left are the ones that have committed the horrible crimes against persons and property and police, not the right. It's just monstrous.
Well, that's right. He said over and over again, the Republicans are being violent. They're attacking our republic. I've got the quotes. They're overthrowing it. They're a danger. They're planning more violence. Where? It's not true. And then the former FBI director, deputy director, comes out and says, this wasn't strong enough targeting the insurrectionists.
Yeah, well, I would advise them to read the Constitution if they're planning to do something like that. Now, you go back to Weimar. Within 3 months of the taking of power, the presidential appointment of Hitler as chancellor, the police, pretty much all the police except Prussia, was put under Heinrich Himmler. And a year later, even the Gestapo, created by Goering, was put under Himmler. So they had all of the police in Germany, federal and everything else, under one central authority.
And Reinhard, Galen, and all the rest of them.
That's right. And in our country, policing is local and given to the states. And so anything else is a usurpation of the police power.
And Arthur, how do you think we counter this? Because clearly they're saying we're going to be violent. No evidence with Marines standing behind him in a nighttime ceremony with a red light. Extremely fascist iconography. What do you think I think they're trying to goad us into something like a red cape in front of a bull.
Well, behind Hitler at all his speeches, there were a couple SS guys standing there at attention. I don't know.
Can you imagine if Trump gave a nighttime speech like
that? Yeah. It's just unbelievable what these people could think they can get away with.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. Speak of the devil. Here's the former deputy director, discredited, dishonored, disgraced, Andy McCabe, saying he didn't go far enough. Here it is.
He made a direct plea to have violence out of politics. There is no place for violence in politics, he says. He referenced the fact that you can't be an insurrectionist and be for democracy. For the people who are in...
Oh, hit pause. We're going to play it again in a minute from the start. Nobody's calling for violence. You're not an insurrectionist because you think the election was stolen. Again, they're declaring we're the enemy, and they got one of their people calling in to gaslight us and say it's not happening. Go ahead and play it.
He made a direct plea to have violence out of politics. There is no place for violence in politics, he says. He referenced the fact that you can't be an insurrectionist and be for democracy. For the people who are in law enforcement and to an extent are caught in the middle of this, is this something they want to hear?
No question. No question. People in law enforcement and people within, I think, government more broadly want to hear national political figures, to include, of course, the president, to come out and absolutely call out political violence, everything from local school board officials to local election officials to our my own former colleagues at the FBI. No place in our country right now. They sense very personally and daily the rising tide of threats that they face. And I think those things will be taken positively. On the other hand, I think people would like to have seen a bit more references to accountability. There really wasn't much talk about what we're doing about those insurrectionists. It was merely calling out the fact that nobody should support an insurrection. So I think it's a positive moment for those folks in law enforcement and in government, but maybe would like to have seen more as well.
All right, friends, stand by.
Okay, so there's a rising tide of violence, and we need to lock everybody up. I mean, you just said it. But the liberals calling in gaslight and say, no, you're not under attack, everything's fine.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, magazine, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Formations became stronger and stronger and stronger throughout the last few hundreds of years. And that's interesting because it's because in the first half of the 20th century, the masses became so strong that led by certain leaders, they could seize control of the state apparatus. And that's how totalitarian states emerge.
Yes.
Totalitarian states, Hannah Arendt says, are always a diabolic pact between the masses and their leaders. It's a diabolic pact between the masses and the leaders, and in this way, like a completely new kind of state emerges, which is completely different from a classical dictatorship. In a classical dictatorship, there is a small group of people, a dictatorial regime, who has such an aggressive potential that people are so scared of them that they can impose unilaterally their social contract to society.
Yes.
But the totalitarian state emerges in a completely different way. In a totalitarian state, there is first the process of mass formation, which is a process through which a certain part of the population, usually about 30%, fanatically starts to believe in a certain ideology. And this phenomenon can be created artificially through indoctrination propaganda.
And just pause, you think that number can be as low as 30%?
Yes, so usually it is not higher than 30%.
All right, Professor Matthias Desmond is in studio with us for the next hour plus. He is recognized as the world's leading expert on the theory of mass formation, psychology, and psychosis as it applies to COVID-19 pandemic. He's a professor of clinical psychology, Department of Psychology and Educational Sciences at Ghent, as I said, University of Belgium, and a practicing psychologist. He has worked in discussing widely in the media, and he's here with us. Of course, he's well-known for the Joe Rogan show as well. You wanted to get right into Biden's speech, Professor, and just how archetypal it is with it nighttime with troops behind him with red light. I mean, it's right out of V for Vendetta. It's right out of Nazi Germany. It's right out of Stalinist Russia. It's right out of North Korea. And saying our enemies are going to be bad and we've got to have a war with them. What did you make of that? And it's great to have you here with us.
Yes, well, this speech definitely puts us at risk of something. And it is that it entices the people who are targeted, namely those people who are referred to by President Biden as a MAGA extremist, that it entices these people to act upon their aggression. And that's what should be avoided at all times, because it will be counterproductive and self-destructive if people act upon their aggression. Because the system can perfectly control aggression. I believe that it is of crucial importance that we stick to the principles of non-violent resistance and that we realize that the first and foremost enemy we have to watch is that part of the enemy that is in ourselves, namely this aggression that might entice us to act in a violent way, that might entice us to believe that violent resistance is a solution to this problem, and it won't be in several respects.
Well, I read your book almost a year ago online when you were on Joe Rogan, thought it was excellent. I'm not trained in psychology, but I can just see the basic things, obviously, in function. The book is a bestseller, The Psychology of Totalitarianism, with Professor Desmond, here in studio with us right now in Austin, Texas, on the September 2nd broadcast. I likened this to the Matador speech or the bullfight speech, where they have the red cape, the red light, the nighttime, the troops, and we're coming for you, we're going to get you, hoping the bull charges and they've got the sword ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. That's the impression that is raised by the speech, and that's what exactly what we should not react upon. We should watch out. and stay calm, I believe. It's a grave mistake of President Biden to give a speech like that. He should lead by example as a political leader, and that's exactly what he doesn't. He fans the polarization in society, and probably because he knows that if people react in a violent way, it will be a gift to the system, because that is exactly what the system can perfectly control.
To give a nighttime speech with troops behind you with red light projected, and then to declare your political opposition enemies, I mean, this is the thoroughbred to me to studying history of authoritarianism.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, also in my interpretation of totalitarianism, as I describe it in my book, Totalitarianism, and I refer to, I use the words of Hannah Arendt there, totalitarianism is always a diabolic pact between the masses and the elite. And what we've seen throughout the last decades, and in particular in the corona crisis, is that we've seen this part of the population, which forms a new kind of group, a mass, and which becomes more and more and more intolerant for dissonant voices, and which tends to stigmatize these people who do not go along with the system, to excommunicate them, to push them outside of society, and in the end, to commit atrocities to them. We are not in that final stage, in that ultimate stage of the mass formation, but we are at risk of getting to that stage.
And you coined the term mass formation, or other similar terms, but I see it as mob rule, mob psychology, militant enthusiasm, mass formation psychology. What is that?
What is mass formation? Mass formation is actually a kind of group formation, a specific kind of group formation.
Now, what's the actual term, Mike?
It's mass formation is the actual term. Yeah. Mass formation is the actual term. It's sometimes referred to as mass formation psychosis, but they always avoid that term, simply because I believe that it's better not to use a psychiatric term, both from an intellectual, a strategical, and an ethical point of view.
But it's a mass psychosis.
No, it's, for me, it's a mass formation. Psychosis is a term that is borrowed from individual psychiatry, and I refuse to use that term for group psychology. But many people, it shows similarities with a psychotic state, simply because it makes people completely incapable of taking a critical distance of what the group believes in. It makes that they are completely willing to radically self-sacrifice, to sacrifice everything that used to be important for them before the group dynamic.
Give up their energy, give up their freedom, give up their cars, give up their children.
The health of the child, yes. Stuff like that, to give up everything. And the third characteristic is always what I just mentioned already, that mass formation makes people radically intolerant for dissonant voices, and in the end will make that the masses start to destroy the people who do not go along with them as if it is their ethical duty to do so. I will give a strong example. In the revolution of 1979 in Iran, which was a large-scale mass formation, a woman I know has seen with her own eyes how a mother reported her son to the state, and how she hung the rope around his neck when he was on the scaffold, and how she claimed to be a heroine for what she did when he was hung. That's the end stage, the ultimate stage of mass formation. That's what we should avoid.
That sounds like Stockholm Syndrome.
That's similar to the Stockholm Syndrome, yes. And I think that if you understand the mechanism of mass formation, and that's why I thought it was so important to write my book, if you understand the mechanism of mass formation, you will understand what you have to do in order to prevent the masses to go to that ultimate stage where they will definitely destroy you. It's what matters is to make the right strategical decision. The right strategical decision when confronted with an emerging mass.
Well, I know this. When you were on Joe Rogan a year and a half ago or whenever it was, and then it got picked up by all these other scientists, they got really scared of what you said. I mean, they are, because obviously they're using it. And they're like, oh, they find this out, it's over for us.
Mm-hmm. They are scared of the theory. Yes, they're scared of the theory because it explains, I think, it explains in detail.
All right, well, Professor, I'm going to try to do this. You're with us for another hour. I'm going to try to just shut up and let you talk and explain all this to people, because just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
War. It's Alex Jones.
And what's funny, how the planets align, he was flying here today to be on the next hour, but storm stopped him being here, you guys would have met. But he'll actually be here tomorrow, so if you're still around, you're welcome to come down here and be on with him. But what's important is you're exposing what I would call mob psychology, or the insanity of, you know, crowds and how authoritarians team up with that and manipulate that. That's my layman's terms for it. And clearly they're invoking that now with the White House Press Secretary and President Biden saying anybody disagrees with us is a fascist, is a semi-fascist, is an enemy. So I could ask a lot of questions, but just rolling through this, the contemporary examples of this mind control these people are under, and how do we get them out of it? And you keep speaking to how we protect ourselves from it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yes. Well, I started to articulate this theory on mass formation during the corona crisis because I noticed in the beginning of the crisis, I'm a clinical psychologist, but I'm also a statistician. I have also a master in statistics, and I started to study the statistics a little bit. And I noticed immediately that the statistics dramatically overrated the dangerousness of the virus. And at least that was my strong impression in the first weeks of the crisis, and I immediately started to write opinion papers to warn the people that there was something dangerous out there, and that I was not talking about a virus, that I was talking about the fear for the virus. The title of my first opinion paper was, The Fear of the Virus is More Dangerous Than the Virus Itself. And by the end of May 2020, according to me, it was proven beyond a shade of a doubt that indeed the initial models dramatically overrated the mortality rates of the virus, for instance. As, for instance, the models predicted that in Sweden 60,000 people would die if the country didn't go into lockdown by the end of May 2020. And Sweden didn't go into lockdown, and only 6,000 people died. And to arrive at that figure, they had even to count in a very enthusiastic way, or otherwise probably only 1,000 of 2,000 people would have died. So at that moment, I noticed two things. It was clear that the mathematical models on which the corona measures were based were blatantly wrong, and still the narrative continued, and people continued to buy into it as if the models had been correct. And I also noticed that no matter how much you try to show people that the statistics were wrong, it seemed as if they just didn't care. And at that moment, I decided to focus on something else. I decided to focus on the psychological dynamics that were going on in society. And in my opinion, it started to dawn on me that what we were dealing with was a large-scale process of mass formation in society. Mass formation, which is a specific group dynamic, and as I said a few minutes ago, a specific group dynamic which makes people radically incapable of taking a critical distance of what they believe in, which makes people radically willing to self-sacrifice, and which makes people radically intolerant for dissonant voices. And this specific group dynamic, this masses or this crowd, exists as long as mankind has existed. We have had crusades, we've had witch hunts, we've had the French Revolution, the emergence of the large-scale masses of the Soviet Union, the emergence of the large-scale masses of the of Nazi Germany. So it has existed as long as mankind existed, but, and that's crucial, it became stronger and stronger and stronger throughout the last few hundreds of centuries. And that was as a consequence of the emergence of the so-called mechanist, rationalist view on man and the world, which went together with excessive industrialization and mechanization of the world, and with an extreme use of technology after a while.
But the centralization allows this mind control.
The centralization allows the mind control, but also, and more important in the first place, is that it puts people in a specific psychological condition which makes them vulnerable for the indoctrination propaganda. So
does it make them suggestible, or do they just totally turn themselves over?
It makes them, in the first the first step is always that this kind of mechanist view on man and the world disconnects people from their social and their natural environment. It makes them feel lonely. And
lock you in your house.
Yes, for instance, but it happens.
But clearly done consciously then, this is all, yeah.
It happens both unconsciously and consciously.
I mean, those programming are conscious of it.
The programming is conscious, but it also, like this, you can see that throughout the last few hundred of centuries, the number of people that felt lonely started to increase and increase and increase, and just before the corona crisis, it reached a peak. Over 40% of the population worldwide claimed to feel disconnected, claimed, reported to have no meaningful relationships at all.
But don't worry, now the metaverse is here. So right as this comes in, the metaverse is rolled out.
Yes. That's what I describe in my third chapter, that a technological connection is not at all the same as a real connection, an in-person connection. It's completely different from a psychological point of view. It's exactly this use of technology which really disconnects people, which makes that their bodies do not resonate with each other anymore, which makes them completely disconnected from each other, except at the level of the exchange of information, which is important, but which is not the same. It's this disconnected state that makes them vulnerable for mass formation, because this disconnection in the first instance leads to lack of meaning making. People are start to be confronted with experiences of lack of meaning making in life, and then in the third step, it makes them experience so-called free-floating frustration, anxiety, free-floating anxiety, frustration, and aggression. Meaning a kind of anxiety, frustration, and aggression.
By the way, I'm sure you saw the folks that took some of what you said and made it into a cartoon graphic. You probably play that.
Yes.
And I think it's called like After School, or can you guys put it on the screen?
Yes.
Continue.
Indeed. This specific kind of anxiety, frustration, and aggression is a kind of anxiety, frustration, and aggression in which people don't know what they feel anxious, frustrated, and aggressive for, which is an extremely aversive mental state. If you feel anxious and you don't know what you feel anxious for, you feel completely out of control. If you feel frustrated and aggressive without knowing what you feel frustrated and aggressive for, you cannot take your aggression out to something. It piles up in yourself and you feel this inner, very aversive psychological tension. And that's the state. Once a population is in that state, they are extremely vulnerable for propaganda. If, under these conditions, a narrative is distributed through the mass media, time and time again, indicating an object of anxiety, and at the same time, providing a strategy to deal with that object of anxiety, then there is a good chance that all this free-floating anxiety might connect to the object of anxiety, and that there is a huge willingness to participate in the strategy to deal with the object of anxiety. Meaning that, for instance, the lockdowns will be accepted as a remedy for the virus, or the concentration camps as a remedy for the Jews, or the witch hunts as a remedy for the witches. So that's the basic mechanism. And that's the first step of mass formation. And in this way, people take this first step simply because in this way they feel in control of their anxiety again, and because they know they have the perspective of taking out all this piled up frustration and aggression out on a common scapegoat, someone or something that is considered the enemy in the narrative.
That sounds like Hegelian dialectic.
I don't know that.
Problem-reaction solution.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes. But it's a symptomatic solution because, and that's so important, the second step of the mass formation is always the following. Because so many people at the same time participate in a strategy to deal with the object of anxiety, they have the feeling of fighting a collective heroic battle with the object of anxiety. And in that way, it seems as if the root cause of the mass formation, namely the loneliness and disconnectedness, is solved. People feel connected again.
Yeah, they make them alone, and they create, and then they unify them by submitting, and then they feel high off of it.
Yes, usually, well, it's important to distinguish between two things. Usually, before the emergence of a totalitarian system with indoctrination propaganda, there is a prolonged phase in which people just start to feel lonely because of the way in which they live. Usually, that first phase is unintentional, usually. And then, as soon as the totalitarian system starts to use the propaganda and indoctrination, it will actively start to isolate people because it knows that in that way they will become even more vulnerable.
And that's the mission, to isolate us and do it and not let us go to church with family. Oh. Incredible, Professor. When we come back, continue with whatever you want to hit because you're the expert here, but it's fascinating. But how do you get people out of this? Solutions as well. Stay with us.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Look, taking the shots don't protect them, wearing the mask, believing the lies. I see it all over Twitter and Facebook. I've had four shots. I'm super sick. I love science. I'm taking more. They have really done a job on these people. Professor, please continue.
Yes, well, I had just been explaining that the first step is this process in which all this anxiety is attached to the object of anxiety indicated in the narrative, and then people start to go along with the strategy to deal with that object of anxiety and to take out their aggression on this object of anxiety. And then a second step happens, which is even more important, because so many people at the same time participate in a strategy to deal with the object of anxiety. They have the feeling to fight a collective heroic battle with the object of anxiety, and in this way they feel connected again. You could say, well, what's the problem? People felt lonely, now they feel connected again, they show solidarity again. Yes, there is a problem. Just because a mass or a crowd is a group that is formed not because individuals connect to each other, but because each other separately connects to the collective, meaning that the famous solidarity, the famous citizenship that emerges in a mass is never a solidarity between individuals. It's a solidarity between the individual and the collective. And that explains, of course, why, for instance, during the corona crisis, people were all talking about solidarity, and at the same time they accepted that if someone got an accident on the street, they were not allowed to help that person. Or if their father and mother were dying in a nursing home, that they were not allowed to visit them. They just want of everyone, they demand of everyone else, that he sacrifices everything for the collective. That is the reason why, when a mass formation exists for a long time, in the end, all the solidarity is sucked away between the individuals and invested in the solidarity with the collective, meaning that in the end, even a mother doesn't show solidarity anymore for her child, and that she is willing in the end to report her child to the state and to let it be sentenced to death. That's the basic mechanism of mass formation, which leads to an extreme control in the state apparatus.
That means the state and the corporate media can program the mass psychology, the people then bow to that, and now they're total slaves. It doesn't matter what's true, what's not. How do you break people out of that?
Yeah, that's the most important thing. What can we do about it? And you know, the first thing we have to realize is that a mass formation is technically speaking identical to a group hypnosis. So meaning that the masses start to get in the grip of a voice of a leader, a voice that articulates time and time again the indoctrination and propaganda, the narrative that leads to the mass formation in the media. In a hypnotic state, in a hypnotic procedure, exactly the same happens, but that is at an individual level. There is someone, a hypnotist, who draws away the attention of the environment of someone else, who focuses all the attention on one small aspect of reality, for instance, an object that is moving on a chain, and after a while you see that the person seems no longer to be aware of the rest of reality. And this mechanism is so incredibly strong, I've seen it with my own eyes, it happens all the time, for instance, in a university hospital in Belgium, how a simple hypnotic procedure is sufficient to focus the attention of a patient so much on one point, one small aspect of reality, that the person won't be aware anymore that there is a surgeon who cuts through the skin, through the flesh, even straight through the breastbone to perform an open heart operation. That's the reason why in a mass formation, when all the attention is focused on one aspect of reality, for instance, the corona crisis, the coronavirus, people are not aware anymore.
You're saying you've seen people hypnotized, they can have open heart surgery with no anesthesia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And so why are some people more susceptible than others? And as you said, modern technology, TV, the internet allows people to be more susceptible.
Yes, for several reasons. There is one extremely important difference between the masses of ancient times and the masses of modern times. The masses of ancient times met physically. They were groups that met each other in person physically. The modern masses are usually so-called lonely masses. That means that a mass exists of individuals who are all isolated at their homes or are all separated from each other, but who are all in the grip of the same narratives, images, words that are time and time distributed through the mass media and that connect them mentally. And that state of a lonely mass is the perfect state for indoctrination and propaganda.
So before, it's a human power when you're under attack to be able to unify, but before there was internet or TV, we were all experiencing an enemy attacking us. The leader gets up and says, let's mobilize to defend ourselves, or let's, you know, there's no food here, let's move over the mountain to the next thing. Everybody kind of sees it and agrees with that. Instead, they can put in fake data or fake information and then create that mass formation and then literally control people.
Yeah, something like that, yes. The mass formation always, and on the one hand, emerges in a more or less spontaneous way, and on the other hand, what happens is that if an elite or if someone who gets control over the mass media can redisseminate the same narratives time and time again, he will be able to steer the masses.
So is there any doubt, talk about the controllers themselves, because obviously they had Operation Lockstep, they had all these programs saying, we'll use viruses to bring in global control, we'll use the fear to do it. How do you think this program went for them, and what is it they're planning next?
I think in the end it's like since the beginning of the 17th century actually we've seen the emergence of this new ideology, this ideology which believes that the entire universe can be understood in a rational way, and which believes that rational control and manipulation of life and of society and of the human being in the end is necessary and will lead to a kind of new utopian paradise that has been the dream of all totalitarian governments. So, and it's that ideology which on the one hand put the population in this state where they became very vulnerable for mass formation, and on the other hand slowly created an elite which believed that it should manipulate society through indoctrination propaganda. If you read the seminal works of people such as Trotter, Lippmann, Bernays, then you see that these guys really say it out loud. The politicians cannot control society anymore. Politicians cannot control the population anymore, because politicians are not really leaders. They are followers, because they have to be elected. This means that...
Well, that's what the WEFS, they say, we need a scientific elite to direct humanity.
Yes. Experts. Experts who use indoctrination propaganda to control society. That's what they say clearly, even from the beginning of the 19th century onwards, very clearly, if we want to control the population.
So it's a process of trying to get the public to conform to acting like programmable robots.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, something like that.
So how do you counter it?
Yes, that's the point. So that's what is important. So... as soon as you understand that the mechanism of mass formation is identical to hypnosis, then you also understand that mass formation in the end boils down to a population that is in the grip of a voice. And if the only voice that speaks out is the voice of the leaders of the masses, then the masses will become more and more fanatically convinced that they have to...
And that's why they've got to censor and shut everybody else down. There's going to only be one voice.
Yes, of course. That's the first.
So the answer is more free voices.
Yes, that is the first rule of all propaganda. Make sure that you're the only one who speaks out. So, and then once you understand that, it's clear what you have to do. You have to... the dissonant voices have to make sure that they continue to speak out. And that was exactly what went wrong in Nazi Germany and in the Soviet Union. At a certain moment, the opposition decided that it became too dangerous to speak out. They reacted as if they were dealing with a classical dictatorship. A classical dictatorship in which there is no mass formation. That's the difference with a totalitarian state. A classical dictatorship is simply based on the fact that the population is scared of a small group whom they consider to be very aggressive, to have a huge aggressive potential, and hence the population accepts that this small group imposes unilaterally its social contract to the population. The totalitarian state is based on a completely different psychological mechanism. It's based on the mechanism of mass formation, of this mass hypnosis, meaning that if the resistance, when it is confronted with the emergence of a totalitarian state, chooses to speak out, it chooses to die. It will be destroyed, because the hypnosis will get deeper and deeper, and it will arrive at that ultimate stage where the masses become radically convinced that everyone who doesn't go along with them is inhumane, lacks all solidarity and citizenships, and hence deserves to be destroyed. So that's the point. In 1930, the resistance chose to stop to speaking out in the Soviet Union. In 1935, it stopped to speak out in Nazi Germany. And within a period of 6 months, the destruction campaign started. There was enough support in the population to start the destruction campaigns. So when you understand that, you understand that no matter what happens, the people who are not in the grip of the mass formation have to continue to speak out. And the important thing is, they should realize that they will not wake up the masses. That's crucial.
Oh, this is fascinating. We'll come right back, Professor. Amazing.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.